More tragedy for one of the most persecuted communities in the world. A boat full of Rohingya Muslims breaks apart in the Bay of Bengal off the western coast of Myanmar. Aid workers say so far only 8 people have survived and dozens of others are missing. There were among at least 70 Rohingyas, including women, children and babies, who were on board the boat that left Myanmar for Bangladesh. Now, the United Nations is warning about several reports of boat drowning off the coast of Myanmar. According to the UN Human Rights Commission, at least 1,500 people left their homes in the rest of Rakhine State last week alone. Myanmar has been plagued by sectarian tensions for years. Buddhist violence against Rohingya community has left hundreds of Muslims dead, in addition to over 250,000 people being displaced. Well, we're going to switch over to London, joined by the head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, Mr. Masood Shajadeh. Good to see you, Mr. Shajadeh. Your perspective on this, it seems to be tragedy after tragedy when we're dealing with Rohingyas. Now we see the situation that has happened. I think the first question would be, first of all, do you think that Muslims in general, the Muslim community, is doing enough to help these Muslims? And on the other side of the coin, why do not we hear more international outrage in the overall general condition of these people?
Really, the situation of Rohingyas is becoming very desperate. I mean, for a very long time, they've been identified as the most persecuted and oppressed people in the world. And unfortunately, neither the Muslim community as a whole or indeed the international community is giving the Rohingya Muslims what they need, some peace and security, and indeed some sort of international effort to stop this onslaught. On one side, they're being slaughtered in their own country, and they're not even recognized as citizens of their own country. And on the other side, when they reach places like Bangladesh, they're treated very badly. They're identified as people who are come over to cause problems. And indeed, the situation is getting much worse. Only last week, in the last 10 days, Aung San Suu Kyi announced, blaming these persecuted people, these oppressed people, these people who are being burned, raped, and massacred and ethnically cleansed as a part of the problem. And she doesn't recognize all the evidence around the world, which clearly identifies that these are being prosecuted and indeed being prosecuted for a very long time. There has to be an end to this. I mean, I don't know how much international community could stomach further seeing these innocent people being treated this way, both in their country and indeed where they try to seek refuge.
All right, thank you so much for being with us, Masood Shajadeh, out of London, head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission.